Season countdown continues. Time now to take a look at where Bannockburn are placed heading into season 2019. Of course, last year finishing fifth, lost the elimination final to the Geelong West Giants, and coach Peter Riccardi good enough to join us here in the K-Rock studios. Rico, welcome.
Good. Thanks, Kingy.
Looking in good, Nick.
Looks can be deceiving.
been partaking in pre-season yourself?
Bits and pieces. Trying to just do a little bit just to show the boys up.
Did you have a kick in the twos last year or the year before?
Nah, year before.
You and Dash?
Me and Dash. Yep. Dash took it serious, put a mouth guard in. I didn't.
You did play with a mouth guard, if I do remember correctly.
Bits and pieces. Yeah, until I broke my cheek, nose and that part. And then I couldn't breathe properly because the nose is broken. So yep. I took it out.
Fair enough.
It was easy to breathe.
Dash, Darren Milburn, obviously, for those who aren't aware who Dash is, still lending a hand in a role this year?
Yeah. It's a little bit of a backward step. He'll be more of the runner because he's working up in Melbourne at the minute and is finding it hard to actually get to training full time. But he still wants to be involved, so he'll be a runner for us this year, so which would be handy, I suppose.
Be like having a 19th player, won't it?
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. And he'll still have input as well, won't he? So it's a bit like what Nigel Lappin does at Geelong, I suppose.
And probably will know where to position himself at the right time.
Wow. Yeah. Let's not give any secrets away.
That's what I was alluding to when I said like having 19 players on the field, but I'm sure Dash will do the right thing. Deliver the message, get off.
Well, yeah. Well, he knows what to do. And let's just keep it at that. Him and umpires do get along very well, don't they?
there's some great footage from his career of especially disputed on the goal line sort of arrangements, anything like that.
Yeah, if he does that, he won't be running anymore.
All right, this is not the Darren Milburn hour. This is talking about Bannockburn. On reflection, Rico, do you look back at 2018 as a season that just never really got going?
Yeah, never got going. The amount of injuries before Christmas, leading up to our first game, just we never settled at all. And to be honest, we probably played blokes that weren't up to it, but it was good to give them some game time throughout the year. But saying that, we had to go out and recruit we did.
Finals flatter you?
100%. Yep. Yeah, I think Winter were better than us last year, but we were lucky enough to sneak in, probably won a couple of games towards the back end that we weren't really meant to win, but we got in and we have a crack, and Geelong West were just way too good for us.
Okay. What did you identify as your deficiencies, and how have you gone about addressing those?
We need to get a bit of speeding. Some small forwards. Jai Robinson's obviously come on board with that. Back as a one-pointer, yep. Jack Bowman coming back is going to be handy for us. Obviously everyone knows that we've got Tom Gillies, which probably releases, Kieran Fulton back to the ruck. So we tried a few things different with Kizza. I'm pretty sure he knows himself. He's a ruck forward, not a forward.
Yep.
Even when he did go forward, Jace Tom was there to help him out. So Jace took the best defender, Kizza took the second best. And now we've got probably two forwards that know how to play forward, as in Tom Gillies and Blake Miller, and they're both looking pretty good, sharp.
I suppose the upside with Tom Gillies is that if you need to, he can go back as well and play key defensive post.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Okay.
I'll tell you, it won't happen. We'll keep him as a forward. We recruit him as a forward, and we'll keep him as a forward. I think our back six go all right. They probably held us up for most of the year this year. We just had to get some goals. Losing Jace Tom, who kicked nearly 90 goals in the two seasons, both of the seasons.
Yep.
We just didn't replace him with that type. We thought Kizza might have been able to do it. But once again, when you're playing a ruckman going forward, not really knowing structures, and he's only a kid, he's only 20, well, he's 21, 22 now.
Yep.
But he's better for us in the ruck.
Yep. Where's that lead Ben Stretton then? Is he still
there? He'll be there. Still there. I spoke to him last night about it, and he's got to, I said to him last night that he has to show me that he wants to be part of the side and actually work both ways.
Yep.
And last night during our match, he was really good. Okay. For us. So I just said, you tell me that you want to play, not that you don't want to get dropped out of the side, because once you're dropped, it's hard to get back in because you drop your head. But he's been really good over the pre-season.
You mentioned Jason Tom's name. He has been cited at training. Is there a potential he'll play, or is it just a case that he lives basically over the back fence and it's a nice run around for him.
It's pie in the sky stuff for us, I think. But he has come down a couple of times and had a run. There's no pressure on my behalf, but I think there's more pressure from the playing group. They'll do that for me, yep. And they can continue doing that. Yep. So I won't put any pressure on Jace. Jace is more than welcome to come and train and have a kick and keep his fitness up with us. And it's not like, you know, he doesn't know how to play the game.
Yep. You know, have you given yourself a chance to dream of a Gillies-Tom combination up forward?
Look, not so far. Yep. Like I said, he's only been a couple of nights. Yep. I'm really excited about Gillies and Blake Miller. Blake's had a full pre-season, played a year after missing a year from, you know, obviously not getting that clearance from North Shore. And I think with Blake and Kizza, there was no... they weren't in sync.
Yep.
They were running into each other a fair bit last year, and then our small forwards weren't getting at their feet. So there's plenty of room of improvement, and he's a year older and just stronger, and he looks trimmer than what he did last year as well.
Yep. Matt Tykeman, where is he at with his footy? Lodged a clearance to Belan. Where will he play his footy in 2019?
He will play at Bannockburn. He's come back to the club and he's trained for the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, there was a job involved. I'm not up to speed with it, but he called me and said, "Is there room for him back at the club?" And I said to him, my word.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, he's one of the best and fairest under me. He comes second, you know, in his second year, you know, he missed all but 5 games. So he's a very important key for us going forward, you know, and us getting Jack back, it's just going to help us in that midfield with that midfield depth as well.
Yep. Brad Watts, will he play in 2019?
Not at this stage. I'm still got my finger on his pulse as well.
Yep.
I understand with the injuries and with his work and that and his commitments, you can't really commit, especially during the summer because he's away shearing. He was in New South Wales, you know, a week ago. So, so that captaincy and all that just wasn't working for him.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously getting on the track and then obviously going through what he went through with his kidney late in, what was it, 2017?
Yep.
And then last year with his knee, just couldn't get fit enough. So I did say never say never because there's always room.
Yep.
But that's going to be up to him. There's no pressure from me to come and play. He's more than welcome to play whenever he gets there and if he's right.
So who do you turn to as captain? Does Jack Broman come back and captain the club, or do you turn to a youngster like a Connor Jervis? Where does that sit?
Yeah, look, Josh Cole, you know, he was vice captain last year. So I had a word with him and Link Peters. Yep. They might do co-captaincy.
Yep.
But I haven't really spoke to the leadership group or anything like that. I just spoke to them two just to the side, and they kind of like the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put that to the group. I was going to do it tomorrow, actually, and see what they thought. So we'll just take that in the next week or two.
Yep. Your opening month, Belmont Lions, Bell Post Hill, Inverleigh on Anzac Day, which it's great to see that clash back, yep. And then East Geelong.
We can't go in blindfolded. Like, Belmont Lions, who knows? Like, they've got a few good players, a couple of good players from Bell Post Hill, so their forward line, and I think Lockie Edwards is back as well. So, you know, their forward line's going to be completely different. So... you know, we can't, and that's at their home ground. So,
tough little ground to play.
Yeah, it is. And we find it always hard to play on that ground. Yep. Doesn't matter how well we're going and how well they weren't going, we found it hard and difficult. So, it's going to be a real good test for us round one. Bell Post still, you know, round two, I think it was. Yeah, that's going to be a test as well. But because who knows? They're just smokies. Like, they just go through the pre-season. You know, we know they've lost, you know, 10 or 11. You know, premiership players.
Yep.
But they'll replace them. Yeah. So don't think they're going to be there.
The drop off.
The drop. Yeah. No. As much as people think. And Inverleigh, I know they've lost their probably 6 better players, mm-hmm. best players. But Adam Donoghue, who will carve this competition up?
Yep.
So we just got to be careful of, you know. And I haven't looked any further than the first 3 rounds. So we just got to be careful. You know, we could be zip 3, or we could be 3-0, or 1-2, or 2-1. So, you know, we just got to look what we can do and what we can control.
So you worry about East Geelong once you've got those first 3 games out of the way.
Yeah, it's a long 6-week period, long 6-week block it is, because I think we play 2 games and then have
Easter.
Have Easter. Yep. So then we play Anzac Day, and then we don't play till the following Saturday. So, you know, we're playing three games in 5 weeks. So once we get past that, then we can look at the next block of three, and then we have another bye, and then it's from there on, I think we've got 12 games straight.
That's right, yep.
So we'll look at the first three and then assess where we're at, and then the next three, and then we just got to, you know, hopefully, you know, we're 3-3, you know, hopefully we're 6-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just never know.
Yep. As a result, you're taking a bit of the Bell Post Hill theory that no practice matches.
Yeah, I just think, because it's going to be such a long, drawn-out back end of the year, I think my theory was to keep our boys fresh.
Yep.
So we're doing heaps of matches at training at the minute. And we'll have a couple of intra-club matches just so we can stop and start. Like, with these new rules coming in, our blokes and pretty much most of the clubs will not know until you actually start playing practice matches. But you can't stop practice matches. Yep. You can stop intra-clubs.
Yep.
I can stop and say, right, this is what we're doing here.
Yep.
And why are we doing it? Into practice match, it's all just, you're going in blind and trying it. So I thought, with the new rules, with the long drawn out back end of the season, we'll just do what Bell Post Hill do and just, yeah, go in blind.
Who's been a standout on the track? Who's somebody that's jumped up out of the pack that might have been a fringe player last year or a twos player that just couldn't get a look in? Is there somebody that's put their hand up?
We've got a couple of young kids. Hayden Spiller, who's pulled out of the Falcons, working in Melbourne, had no time to get into training. So he's come to us full time, and he's looking really good. And Cal Hetherington, who actually trained the before Christmas at the Falcons, they've come back now, and they look really sharp.
Okay,
gives us the speed. Same with Jai Robinson, gives us some speed. Jack coming back. I know he's not a flat out, but he's hard and yep, flat out at the footy. So all of a sudden, we've got a bit of speed around the footy,
which you need on St Albans.
Yeah, exactly right. So, and you know, one that surprised me, we recruited Hamish Scott, and he's got a brother that's come on board as well, Angus.
Yep.
Nice left footer, very neat kick. So,
you like left footers too?
Yes. Yeah, Jai Robinson, left footer. So, we actually we were talking about it after the season, and Dash goes, we need a couple of nice left footers at the club. We don't have, you know, Brad Watts, but he never played.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So
you just need a point of difference, especially if half back in places like that.
Exactly. So Alex Hislop, he's a left footer as well. So all our new recruits are looking, you know, pretty sharp.
Yep.
But the kick out role, Steve-O's a neat kick, and Hamish Scott, watching him train, he's a very neat kick, so he might kick out from fullback.
It's becoming a weapon now, isn't it? It's going to become a weapon.
Yeah, and it's definitely an art. Like, but at the same time, it doesn't matter how far you come up, defenders from the opposition will come up and squeeze that part of the round anyway. So it's not, you just can't think, well, I'm going to go long all the time and hopefully we win it, because most of the time we won't, because our forwards will go back, the defenders will come up, and all of a sudden, you know, it's going to be caught in that around centre and centre half back. So we'll work out a way somehow.
This is your fourth year. How much longer do you go? Is this potentially your last, or are you open to going on?
Oh, I only do 1 year at a time. Yep. As soon as you fall out of love with it. I love footy. I love the boys. And it's a great club to coach. And I'm pretty honest with them, and they're pretty honest with me. If I'm not the right bloke, well, they'll give me a tap on the shoulder and say, move on. And if I don't think I'm the right bloke, you know, I'll move on myself. But I was thinking about it middle of last year, but just the way we finished didn't sit well with me. And I thought we're better than that, and we just go out and target what we want. So, we pretty much did that, and I'm happy with our group.
Thompson, the team to beat?
100%. Yep. Yep. Just looking at what they've recruited, Westwoods, you know, PJ, if he's fit, John O'Casey, they've got now, on top of their experience, they've got more experience and more leadership. Yep. So, you know, they're going to be very hard to beat again.
Yep. Rico, really appreciate you coming in. Not long now till opening bounce of the season, about a month away now, and the countdown is on. Belmont Lions round one, as you said, will be a tricky one at Winter Reserve. Always great to catch up with you. Really appreciate you joining us on the season countdown.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Peter Riccardi, coach of Bannockburn. Next in our season countdown series, we'll be catching up with Barwon Heads co-coach Mitch Herbison.